We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome to the RotoWire DFS show. I'm Adam Zdroik, joined by Luis Pacheco. We're talking Tuesday's Champions League slate. Luis, it's Monday morning. Happy Monday. I woke up to snow on the ground in Michigan. Man, it's very exciting.
Never ends, man. It never ends to you.
It's very exciting. It was 80 degrees 2 days ago. Now we're here just talking Champions League with snow coming down. But Luis,
it's like Chelsea with Lampard, man.
It's like Chelsea with Lampard, never ending. We got the odds here. Napoli, 38% chance. Sorry, 55% chance to win. Real Madrid, 39%. Chelsea, 34%. So we know what happened in the last couple of games. Napoli need to win. Chelsea need to win. How much does that mean? Let's start with this Chelsea game. How much does it matter here that Chelsea need to win?
Not much to me. I mean, they look dreadful. I mean, just 3 weeks looking dreadful. So, you know, I can do it like you fool me once on me, but you're not gonna fool me twice. So, you know, dreadful game in Madrid. Chelsea, I mean, besides the Joe Felix chance, I don't think they have much stuff going on. Chilwell got red carded and, you know, game was over. So, I think, even Real Madrid is slightly favored here. It just tells you something about it. So now it's just a matter of like, I do believe in Napoli coming back. So, you know, they have the full team, they have the stadium. This is their match. So can Napoli turn it around? It's just one goal. So we'll see. Do you believe in Chelsea?
No, I don't. I don't know how people are going to take it because it's like, okay, well, Chelsea need to press. It's Chelsea, but I don't know how much people are looking into like how they're actually playing, how they're playing under Lampard. So over the weekend, they lost to Brighton and they were basically outplayed for the entire match. You look at that game and they scored early, and then that goal kind of came against the run of play. You look at their odds here. They took 8 shots. They had 2 corners. This is home against Brighton, a 0.54 expected goals. Brighton just kind of controlled it, even though they're leading, they're winning for the final 20, 25 minutes of the match. It was like, okay, Chelsea just could not get anything going. So why do we think that it's going to change against Real Madrid? Why do we want to play these guys in DFS? We'll get to some of these guys, but I guess the big question is how they actually line up. And that will be the question. As you can see in lineups, if you're watching on YouTube or Twitter here, I went back to this 3-4-2-1 kind of thing. We'll see what they do. It was 3-5-2 in that first leg. I actually put Mudryk here on the left wing. Probably won't happen, but I don't think Cucurella is the guy you want to start against Real Madrid.
Why not?
Well,
And you
he's
want to
just.
say Modric? Modric is dreadful, dude. What a bust. Modric is
Well.
awful. I mean, he's too young, I think, but I mean, I'd rather play Cucurella than at least he's a play against Real Madrid a couple of times.
I
More than a couple,
guess.
but
Yeah, he played 30 minutes off the bench because
yeah,
Chilwell
but
was suspended
in
in the first
Spain,
leg.
Cucurella is playing against Real Madrid several times, so
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I'm not sure how much it even matters in terms of DFS,
yeah. Doesn't matter.
in terms of our discussion, but we'll see. The big thing that I don't even know if it matters for in terms of
I
Reece
like
James.
Cucurella because he's cheap. I like his cheap defender, and I think I need one, so
Are you actually gonna consider Cucurella if he starts?
yeah. At that price,
Get
yeah.
out of here, Luis. Come on. No.
Where is it you're gonna play, man? Where is you gonna play? Are you gonna play
Play?
Modric?
Well, I mean, no.
Well, exactly. So, who are you gonna play? I mean, there's not many. You need like cheap guys, so
We'll figure it out. That's why we have this show. We're gonna figure it
that's
out on
right.
this
That's
show.
right.
So,
That's right.
all right, so we'll start with forward here. Last week it was plug in Benzema, plug in Vinicius. Easy enough. You got those two guys. You're good to go. This week, maybe not so much. So, as you can see here in the projected 11, Victor Osimhen here played 17 minutes off the bench, projected to start. Actually, I think he is going to start. Manager said
Yeah.
after Saturday's match that he will be starting this game. 9,900, not 100% healthy, probably not going to go the full 90, probably not a cash option, but we got KK down here at not, well, maybe not down here, but he's at 9K. What do we want to do at forward? We got Osimhen at 99, we got KK at 9,000, we got Vinicius at 94, Benzema at 88. I guess we also have to mention Rodrigo is down here at 66, and he's projected to start again. So what should we
Yeah.
do with our two forward spots here?
I mean, for me, I mean, sadly, Chelsea got nothing going on. Vinicius keeps giving you floor points over 10, 12 points every match. He scores goals. I mean, I have a hard time not playing Vinicius and KK on this match. Maybe Vinicius and Benzema again. Just Chelsea looks dreadful, man. I mean, I know Real Madrid doesn't need to score, but that doesn't mean that they are not going to get points, right? So
Right. It
I don't
doesn't
know.
mean they're not
I
going to get wide open goals.
yeah. I'm with you. I think Osimhen is might is it might be a rich toll is an rich for cash. I can see it, but it's too expensive. If it was like a little bit cheaper than Benzema, I would definitely put it in, but none of those prices. And definitely Rodrigo or Lozano at the prices they are, wild cards. I mean, they are supporting actors to your cash lineup. If you don't want to play Vinicius, you can play Lozano. If you want to play Zielinski, I guess. Or if you don't want to play KK, you can play Rodrigo, I guess. But overall, I think it's going to be those four forwards, right? Like KK, I think probably the highest zone is going to be KK. Then it's going to be Vinicius, Benzema, and probably Osimhen.
Look at these goal odds. João
Yeah.
Felix has better odds to score than Vinicius.
Yeah, this is bait. It's bait.
So is Sterling. Okay.
Yeah, they're home. They're
I
home.
guess. Just because they need to score and win doesn't mean we have to play them.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think those four guys, like in cash games, Vinicius and KK, I think that seems like the way to go here.
Yeah.
I mean, you got Benzema away from home. You got Osimhen, who may not be ready to go more than 90 or more than 70 minutes. So, what are you kind of expecting from him? Kind of a thing. I
Yeah.
do think like a Rodrigo or a Lozano will be in range in utility as we look further. But is there even anyone else here that even deserves a conversation here? I mean, we just have these top guys here. Light Leao is 7,300. I mean, the Chelsea guys, of course. We'll see if Felix starts. He's 6,900. Sterling 6,200. Giroud is 5,900. I mean, for tournaments, sure, go for it. Go for the
Yeah.
Milan guys. Go for the Chelsea guys in tournaments. hope for that goal, and you know, hopefully hope that I don't know no one else scores, I guess. But are you going to be playing Milan Chelsea forwards at all, or does that just seem like too much of a reach?
I mean, definitely not Chelsea. I feel it's a tall order, those prices. I haven't checked Milan forwards, but I have a hard time playing Giroud or Leao at those prices. I think, you know, going safe with Napoli guys and Real Madrid guys that keep delivering, you know, unless it's, as you mentioned, GPP. I mean, you can feel that Rafael Leao might have something going on, but I just don't know. I just don't feel it's a good match to play him. So go with the guys that need to attack. I mean, well, Real Madrid is just Chelsea's a dead man walking, but, you know, he's a zombie team. I don't know. I hate to play Real Madrid guys, but they keep doing it. So,
It seems like the thing about the Real Madrid and Napoli guys, it's in what situations are there any situations in which, you know, some these guys don't reach, they don't reach, you know, 10 plus floors. I mean, we saw in Milan where Napoli was on the front foot for the majority of that match. They were just kind of crushing in the first 45, and then they allowed that goal kind of against the run of play. Assuming that happens again, we had floors for the fullbacks that were 10 points, KK near 10 points. And this was, I mean, even in the first half.
Yeah.
So you have those Napoli guys. I mean, what situation is there where these guys don't repeat what they did? Now they're at the home. Now they're at home. So, I mean, same with Real Madrid. I mean, either this game is going to be scoreless and absolutely nothing happens. I guess maybe that's in play. If this Chelsea Real Madrid game is scoreless and Real Madrid's like, okay, well, if you guys don't want to actually have chances on goal, then we'll just sit around with the ball kind of thing. But I mean, I guess that could happen where Vinicius and Benzema don't really get there, but it still feels odd if that would have happened. It'd be surprising if Real Madrid didn't at least get opportunities against this Chelsea team. So I guess maybe it makes more sense to fade the Real Madrid guys because of that. But again, what are you expecting from that match? So
yeah, nothing. I mean, it's just, it feels going to be a very similar match of the previous match, right? Like you can try to find silver linings on Chelsea. Well, you know, you had James with set pieces, but then there's no one to cross to because that lineup, that Chelsea lineup, is pretty small. And they didn't have many crosses on the other matchup. I mean, I think if you check the fantasy points, maybe Enzo Fernandez was the only one that did okay. So, you know, it feels that, I mean, Chelsea for fantasy is going to have some floors. I don't know. Maybe some crosses, but there's nobody to cross unless it's a set piece and you get the guys in the back. I'm not into those guys. So, you know, I just don't see the point of playing any Chelsea guys unless it's cheap to complete a lineup. But, you know.
Mm-hmm. So as we get into midfield, the problem with going Vinicius, KK, or just two of those expensive guys is you're kind of removing Zielinski from your lineup unless you punt at one of your defenders. So you're going to have a decision there what you want to do at defense. But we got Zielinski's at 7,700, which isn't that expensive here. So I do think he deserves
not bad, but
so you're not looking at Zielinski based off.
I like Zielinski. I'm debating Zielinski because he gives me access to Napoli points. You know, I like him to be a little bit cheaper, or at least Osimhen to be a little bit cheaper, so I can make that trade off between Osimhen and Zielinski. It's hard. I like Zielinski, but as you mentioned, you're gonna have to punt in a lot of places to get to him. So
I guess it's not impossible.
No, it's not, but
I do think it's in range. How much is Juan Jesus here? Yeah, we got Juan Jesus, Napoli center back, who's only 2,800, actually. So you do have the options if you want, like, a, I don't know, random center back in your utility spot or something like that. But, yeah, so Zielinski, 7,700. We got Cruz at 6,000. I'm not sure if I want Cruz here.
No, Cruz, I don't think he even took corners on the other match. I saw Modric taking some corners surprisingly.
Well, let's have a look here. We got Cruz took zero corners against Chelsea. I mean, they had Alaba took a set piece. They only had three set pieces, so and there's not a ton to take away from there. And how many are we expecting in this game where they don't really have
I'm not looking at those guys. I look at the Milan guys. Bennacer is cheap. Not much there. He scored a goal, but I think he's going to be popular at that price. Maybe Tonali. Tonali did well. Not sure if we're going to spend another 10 points for Tonali. I mean, I like Bennacer. I have it on my second mid right now just because of the price. And I feel he's going to be popular in cash.
Do you like Bennacer or would you – we got, what is it, 100 cheaper? We got Camavinga. Seems like he's going
like
to play
Bennacer
left back.
Better.
You like Bennacer better?
No, he's probably
going to
– yeah, I think so. I'm presuming it's going to be Alaba. Maybe Camavinga. I'm not sure. I guess it's going to be – did Alaba play center back last time? I don't remember.
Yeah, he did. Alaba was center back. Camavinga was left back, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, so why do you trust? Why do you trust Bennacer? Like, why would you? What are we looking for in this spot? Are you looking for Napoli to score, and then
I'm looking for some corners. No, I'm just looking for Bennacer to do his job.
Yeah, I mean, early sub candidate. He got the goal last match. Had like two floor points. I'm just not sure at Napoli. Like, what?
How was Camavinga last time? You had the point tally. I don't have it, but.
Yeah, he got 20 floor points. No, I'm just kidding.
Camavinga did? Oh, wow. So what are we talking about here?
No, he only had 3.4. Went
you are trashing my pick, but your pick is not much better.
We're talking sub 4K guys here. So.
I know, exactly. That's my point. Like, I think that, you know, I mean, I would like Tonali a little bit better than Bennacer when both play, but, you know, they are both kind of... I mean, if you don't play Zielinski, you can play those guys, obviously, and then just, you know, get a Osimhen and utility if you want, but I don't know. I mean, it's just it's hard. I don't like Cruz or Modric, obviously, not into those guys. I would like to play Enzo Fernandez, but at 5,000, I think it's a waste of money.
It's too much.
I'd rather play Tonali at that price. And I don't know who else. I mean, everybody else is just, you know, Brian Diaz might be okay.
I almost like Valverde right there. What do you think Valverde is going to do in this game?
Not much. Not much.
You like the two underdogs more than Valverde?
I mean, I like an underdog with set pieces, obviously.
Yeah.
Over Valverde.
I mean, Valverde
is fine, but if Rodrigo plays, even Valverde is going to be even more defensive. So,
I just like looking to play these Milan guys. You need Napoli to score. They will.
They all say they will.
I mean, maybe.
Right?
Maybe. I mean, you're requiring a goal for these Milan guys to be worth it because they're probably going to sit back here.
I agree.
So how many set pieces are we going to get from Tonali? I mean, sure, we can look at what he...
Is Napoli scores? Yeah, some.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you're building everything off of. So, okay, we need Napoli to score twice, and then Tonali will you know, get 10 floor points kind of a thing. Whereas it's like, okay, well, it doesn't really matter what happens in this Chelsea-Real Madrid match. You got to figure Valverde is going to get the ball at some point within 30 yards of net and have an open opportunity to score something like that. I don't know.
I mean, that's a lot more obfuscating than Milan. Milan is just down one goal. It's not like they have five goals in. So, and
I know.
It's been great. So I don't know. I mean, I'd rather play Bennacer than Valverde. You play whoever you feel, right? I think, for me, the Milan guys are in play just because of the prices. I mean, I would like to play Zielinski. I think, God, I don't know. I'm not sure you can play Conor Gallagher scoring a goal. this weekend. I don't even know how much his price is. I haven't checked any of those guys. It just feels that, Chelsea is not, I mean, it's not going to give you much. So I'd rather go with the counter guys, and maybe Milan has something to do. Who else can you play? I mean, I don't know if like Lobotka, all those guys, it just makes no sense. I mean, I don't know who's going to be the midfielder that's going to give you the points. Like we talk about Kovacic, we like it a lot, and he did nothing. So,
He was bad. That was a mistake.
no, it's
Mistakes
all
were made.
right. We all make mistakes. It's just hard at this price range. I mean, you don't know what you get. At least I know that Bennacer is gonna have some dead balls. So, and maybe he's the guy that launches the ball to the counter. So, I don't know.
Lobotka is here. It's 3,900. I don't know if you just mentioned him.
Yeah, but to play Lobotka, why don't play Bennacer? Why are you so allergic to Bennacer for those prices, man?
I want to play the favorite. I want to play a team that we know is going to have, what, 60% possession. Well, maybe not
All
that.
right.
Well, maybe
Yeah,
that
it
high.
could. It could. They could have 60% possession. No doubt about it.
I mean, we're looking at these AC Milan guys. It was 2 weeks ago, and I was like, okay, everyone's betting Napoli to reach the Champions League final. And Milan, I mean, we weren't even playing Milan guys against Tottenham. I mean, I don't now it's like, okay, Milan is already up a goal, and now we're playing their guys at Napoli, and it just doesn't seem like, I don't know.
It could happen.
Maybe I'm wrong, but
Maybe.
it doesn't seem like a place I want to attack here where they're
Obviously, I'm
gonna.
not attacking. I'm not building a Milan stack. I'm just trying to pick between Bennacer and Cucurella so I
No,
can play a
you're
two different
stacking
lineup.
them. You're stacking
All
them.
right.
Don't lie to us. Don't
All
lie to
right, Dan.
LLS, Luis's lineup solutions.
That's it, man. That's it. Just
Would
go
you
with Milan now. I'm just adding my picks now.
play in Ndombele if he started for Napoli? 3,200.
I would. I remember that he was okay sometimes. So.
He was okay sometimes. Yeah, there is a chance he starts for Elmas. A slight chance just because Zombo is suspended.
Yeah,
Speaking of
Zambo got red card,
Zombo,
right?
and the Luis's lineup solutions, rotowire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. But to get exclusive lineups from Luis in this slate last week, he had the exclusive Z lineup that I believe it, well, it cashed in
He did
some.
well. He did
It did
well, but more
well.
than anything.
Luis had a Z lineup. Every player had a Z in their name, and it did well.
He did well after I adjusted for your change. I changed Samba for Diaz, and then like
Yeah, I put in Diaz over Zombo, I believe is what I did, Brahim
Yeah.
Diaz. But yeah, rotowire.com/chat to get into the Discord to get the exclusive Z squad lineup from Luis.
Yeah. Let's see what the letter this time. I mean, I guess that's the only one we can do. I mean, we'll see.
Connor Gallagher, 5,700. I think there is one player that Frank Lampard complimented over the weekend, and that was Gallagher. Any thoughts to playing
He
a Chelsea
complimented
guy
Mason
here?
Mount too, and he didn't play him. So what happened with Mason Mount? I don't know, man. I just that
Oh,
Conor
wow.
Gallagher at that price, 5,000. I'd rather go to Tonali. I'd rather go elsewhere.
Okay. All right. We still have to decide if we want to play Zielinski. We're going to have to
Yeah, that's the
decide
problem.
defender here.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Yeah. So my question to you is, are you going to be playing both DiLorenzo and Rui?
I'm thinking about it strongly. Especially, definitely Rui. I'm not sure DiLorenzo, but because of the price, but I might have to play him. He keeps giving points, so.
Well, the question comes down to, we have DiLorenzo at 6,400. Reece James is now down to, well, maybe not. He was 5,300 in the first leg, but 5,400. Reece James, it was on Twitter where, I don't know, the Real Madrid fans were kind of blasting him and showing highlights of Vinicius against him. Do you think it changes for Reece James in this spot here? Or
I can play him, but very low confidence, like not a lock as I thought it was. My only luck is in the other side. I have a big set of hair, so.
You have a what?
The other luck is in the other side of Chelsea win. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can play Cucurella for 3,700. I don't mind that pick at all.
Lock of hair. Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Cucurella. 3,700. That's Luis's lock. Okay.
Yeah. No lock, but you know. Is that between him and Bennacer, I think I'd rather have Cucurella, but
okay. Alaba. Not people fun. Played Alaba last week. 4,100. Might be on a set piece or two. 4,100. Away he center crushed. Back.
He crushed. Not? Yeah. No. If I play him, he gets injured. So, no.
You guys any interest luck. In Teo Hernandez?
I think I'd rather play James.
Yeah, only 200 more.
Similar, though, but. I mean, with that lineup, it will be Reece James with most of the set pieces, right? I'm not sure if Conor Gallagher takes something, but.
Yeah, that's true without Chilwell. Let's.
I'm not sure what happened this weekend.
Let's see what they did. Oh, yeah, Ziyech came off the bench. It's kind of hard to say because Chilwell's kind of been in there. So we do not know who's actually going to be taking set pieces. So there's another question.
Yeah, that's another problem, right? So, yeah, maybe Teo over Reece James. I don't know. It's sad then. I think maybe Reece James might have one more good game, but, you know, hard to say. This weekend wasn't good either. An easier matchup.
Yeah, it feels hard to get off of. Depends what you do with that extra money if you go down to Reece James, if you're not going with both the Napoli fullbacks here. What are you going to do with the extra money, I guess is what it comes down to. In a lineup I'm looking at, that comes down to like your utility is either in the sub 5K range or the sub 4K range. And I mean, as we went over, there's not a massive difference here between the 5K and 4K guys unless you really like Tonali more than Bennacer or...
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess Reece James could technically be in your utility here as well.
Yeah, I like the Juan Jesus play, honestly. It's not a bad adapt salary. Just because he lets you do something more than Cucurella would do, but, you know.
Yeah, I mean, if we do Vinicius, KK, Zielinski, DiLorenzo, Rui, Juan Jesus.
Who's the goalkeeper? Courtois?
I'm going Mikey Meatballs, Mike Magnan.
You and Magnan, I go in Courtois, I think. Revenge match.
4,800. I mean, I guess. Because
I mean,
again,
how much is Magnan? It's like 42?
41.
Yeah, might be needed.
I mean, with that lineup I just gave, again, you're kind of looking at 4,500 or 3,800, and again, there's not much of a difference. I just made a cash lineup that's going to win. Actually, I just solved it. Remaining salary zero. All the guys I just mentioned: Courtois, Benacer. There you go. There's a cash lineup. Yeah. I just built your team, Luis. You're welcome.
LLS, we're done.
That's it.
It's going to go to LLZ now. Luis lineup solutions.
Solutions. That's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, last slate, we had a lot of these cheaper defenders that were kind of in winning lineups. Do you think we see that again? To where it's like some of these Real Madrid guys, or maybe we get a Napoli center back in winning lineups here?
I think so. I mean, it's a tough slate for cash. So, you know, I feel that the pair of midfielders is going to matter a lot. Maybe you get lucky with the defenders, right? Not sure if Alaba have another 11 points on him.
Oh, he had like 14. Oh, you're talking floor?
Well, 14. Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I know it was big, so maybe 14, right? Yeah, if you got the core.
Yeah, I feel like people are going to look at that and play him, and then he'll get 3 points.
Yeah, as you mentioned, I don't know. Like, Zielinski might have the game of his life, or he might just do the 8 points, 6 points, and then you're dead, right? So I think Zielinski is kind of the key, because if you don't play Zielinski, you have to go with riskier options that, I mean, it might let you get Di Lorenzo and Rui and maybe better midfielders, but you know, forward you have to spend, you know, $9,000 at least, $9,000 in both of them, so you don't have much room to grow. So it's tough slay, man. Tough slay for midfielders. So I feel the midfielder is gonna matter a lot. So if you get lucky again, Benacer scores and you have Benacer, you're good. If not, you're done. So.
All you need is that Benacer goal.
Yeah, or the Mario Rui doesn't start, so it throws a wrench in your lineup. You have to go around. Find the other guy.
So with the Zielinski situation, so you either have Zielinski and basically a midfield punt, probably a utility punt. Or if you don't go Zielinski and maybe you have an extra 2K or something. So instead of one midfield punt and Zielinski, you'll have two 5K/6K midfielders. But I mean, like, what would you rather prefer here? Zielinski and Benacer, or Tonali and, I don't know, Enzo, Tonali, Valverde, Tonali.
It's hard.
Toni Kroos, Luka Modric. Like, it almost seems like, or Elmas, I guess, is here as well.
I mean, like, one question
I'd
for you.
I'd rather have Zielinski. It almost seems like all these sub 6K midfielders are kind of the same. So what are we kind of trying to go with here?
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, the thing is, like, you know, in my head, like, at the prices they are, Di Lorenzo or Zielinski. So you probably want Di Lorenzo. And then Zielinski, well, everybody else at midfielder looks kind of dicey. I mean, you can have Chucky Lozano, I guess, but, you know, Chucky Lozano is 50 minutes of Chucky Lozano will be enough to beat Zielinski. I'm not sure, right? So that's my thing, right? Like, do I want Di Lorenzo? Maybe play Lozano midfielder, someone else, but I just don't know. I think you have to go Zielinski in cash. So barely limited on your utility and second mid.
You're still only getting $1K extra for Lozano.
Well, but that $1K matters. If you have $1K a Manyan too, so you have like 2,000 there, you can use for something better.
I don't know. What are you going to do with it? I guess you can get up to three expensive defenders. You get up to the Napoli fullbacks and you get Reece James. I guess that will be the move. You just have to decide, is Reece James going to be worth it? And I mean, neither one of us seem too confident in Chelsea or Reece James here. So I'm not sure if I want to, you know, go down from Zielinski to Lozano or Zielinski to whoever, so I can get Reece James in my team.
Agreed.
Then again, Reece James, Chelsea, they're going to be awesome. And James is going to get 15 floor points and probably score. So I don't know. Doesn't it just seem like Chelsea don't really like Lampard and aren't really playing for him? So why are we expecting this to be different against Real Madrid? I don't want to fall into this trap. I just need to talk myself into not playing them.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, I don't want to play any Chelsea unless necessary and not those prices. You know, I mean, Reece James, look, you could, but maybe. I mean, I've been thinking maybe Calabria might be even better than Reece James at this point. So,
Calabria, you love AC Milan here.
Totally, as much as you love Chelsea
and Cucurella.
Cucurella is awesome for 3,700. I get a win back. I'll take it. I'll take the Barcelona guy against Real Madrid.
Do you love Cucurella's game more or his hair more?
His hair, definitely.
Okay, just trying to.
I like his game too. I think he's a decent player. you know, obviously much better than Ben Chilwell, but Ben Chilwell is British, so no matter what happens, they always gonna play Chilwell.
Yeah. All right. So, what are your tournament lineups look like, Luis? You got
my tournament lineup's gonna be Osimhen, KK, Vinicius, and Benzema, and whoever I can fit.
I guess it was at four punts. Let me plug this in here. We got Vinicius.
Let me look at the sub three so I can offer. I like Real Madrid size compared to Chelsea, but I'm not sure how cheap is Militao. Militao is not cheap. Rudiger is cheap. I can get behind Rudiger. He stars. I can get who else can we get cheap here? Valverde? I can get Valverde.
We might not have a starting midfielder below 3,400. That's our problem.
Yeah. Let me see. Well, Krunic. No, Krunic. Krunic was dreadful, man.
Yeah, so Camavinga. We have KK, we have Vinicius, we have Benzema, Magnan, Juan Jesus, and Tomori, and we only have 3,300 left. So we need Kovacic to start, and then we're good.
Yeah. This is terrible.
Terrible. If you want to play the four best players on the slate, it's terrible.
Yeah, that's the dynamic, right? So, you know, like, as you say, anyone can do it, right? So just play the guys that might score goals and, you know, everybody else, you get lucky, right? I like Juan Jesus, I guess. You can play the other center back for Napoli. Maybe Rudiger, if he starts. I'm not sure he would. I mean, besides that, I guess I can stack Napoli. I mean, I would like to do the KK, Osimhen, Zielinski, and the fullbacks, and then maybe you put, you know, more Napoli just in case for correlation. I don't know who else could fit. But
so what are your score predictions here? What do you got Napoli 2-1?
I got Napoli 2-0.
2-0?
I got Chelsea. Okay, I wish I can say this. Chelsea 0, Real Madrid 1 or 2.
Just a repeat. You don't think Chelsea score again?
Nah. I'm having a hard time seeing Chelsea scoring.
They almost scored in that first. Wasn't that the first few minutes they almost scored against Real Madrid?
Yeah, Joe Felix was going there and, you know.
Yeah, he went the wrong way.
Let's call it that way.
Yeah. Napoli 2-0. Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of there. You do like all these Milan guys, though, so I'm just trying to figure out why you're playing Milan in a 2-0 loss. But...
I love it. You keep harping on. Like, you know, I love the Milan guys, obviously. You know, I just want some points, you know. I just want some points somewhere. Somebody has to score points.
How many opportunities do you think Real Madrid are going to get? Do you think it's worth it to, like, do the Vinicius and Rodrigo kind of a thing? And
I don't like Rodrigo, but up to you.
Just kind of like a pivot off of Benzema, even kind of a thing.
No, I mean, I'd rather play Benzema and Vinicius, honestly, but I get it. Maybe a Real Madrid lineup might be good for GPP. I just don't like anyone outside Vinicius and Benzema. I mean, and Benzema is dicey. He still does the job, right? So, you know. I don't know, man. I would just play. I don't like Rodrigo, just in case he always gets subbed out. You know, then Asensio scored this weekend, so more playing time for him. So, you know, I don't know. Rodrigo and Lozano seems pretty similar to me. I'd rather play Lozano, and at least I believe in him. So.
At least you believe in him. Jeez.
Yeah.
He's bashing a World Cup winner right now? Wait, not a World Cup winner, sorry.
Rodrigo is not a World Cup winner. Not a Copa America winner.
All right, never
mind. Not a La Liga winner. Barely a Champions League winner last year. Barely.
Yeah, all right. I was getting some countries confused. Yeah, I'm just trying to figure out how. Do you think Osimhen's going to be in a winning lineup? Do you think he's going to score?
that's a trick question. I mean, he could be, obviously. I mean, I don't know.
Or do you think he's playing through an injury right now and he's going to get hurt again?
I think he's gonna be fine. I just don't know if the price justifies the risk. That's my thing. Like I'd rather play Vinicius. I think that, you know.
Do you think I can win money if I fade Benzema and Osimhen?
Yes, I think so.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm sure.
Okay. If we think Napoli score, So who do you think is most likely to score 3 goals on the slate? Napoli?
Yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to build my lineups here as we talk it out, as we talk it through. Okay. Just figuring out if I need Osimhen at 9,900 or not.
That's the tough, right? Yeah, because if you think that Napoli scored a couple of goals, probably he's at the end of those.
He's got to be involved, yeah. It's a big question. All right, you got any other thoughts, Luis? This is
no more talk.
These are weird slates to talk about. Not only are they two games, but we also just talked about them 6 days ago. So
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, there is nothing new to talk. I mean, as you mentioned, you know, like I don't know what else to play besides the guys we know, Zielinski. The Zielinski decision and the Di Lorenzo decision is going to be tough because Di Lorenzo, as good as he has been, at 6,000, you have to give it some thought. So, you know, just that. You're better off maybe playing Osimhen and going a cheaper defender, but I don't know. For GPP, maybe that's the way to go. But
yeah, I think I'm finding a way to Zielinski in cash games and dealing with the two punts kind of a thing. Because there's just no guaranteed points. There's almost no guaranteed points outside of Zielinski in the midfield. I mean, it depends what you do with Vinicius, I guess, technically.
Yeah, there's nothing, man.
So that's kind of why I think that you go to the Zielinski, find the money to get to him, and just build it out from there. So that's kind of what I think. Am I going to do that in tournaments? That's another debate, but we'll see. Luis, you can find him at Patch A Goal. I'm at RotoZadroik. RotoWire.com/soccer trial, free 48-hour trial. RotoWire.com/chat to get into our Discord. And that's all we got. Make sure to like and subscribe on our YouTube page. Luis, I don't know. Has this been a fun show? I don't know. I'm trying to decide if this was a fun show or not. I guess we'll find out.
It's a show. It's a Monday show. Michigan show with snow. It can be better. It can be worse.
But it's a Monday Michigan show. Well, fortunately, Wednesday slate, we have Manchester City up by 3 goals. So I'm sure that's going to be fun to talk about as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. We're getting to that. Yeah. Probably last show. Last show of the season for me, I guess. We'll see.
Is it only showdowns from now on out? We're not going to get a two-game slate?
Sure. I'm not sure.
Just quitting? After you win all these contests?
I mean, so it's going to be Real Madrid-Napoli next round. Who is it? Man City against who's Inter. The other team? So, yeah. So,
oh, man. Man City,
you can. Inter.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Let's play Vinicius, play whoever. I don't know. Anyhow, we'll get there. If we get a classic, we'll get there. So.
Yeah. All right. Good luck, everyone. Good luck, Luis. Check out LLS in the RotoWire Discord as well. And see. We'll see everyone tomorrow, I guess.
All right.